You're listening to SBS News.
As a busy CEO, Kate Coleman's workday has changed massively these past few months. Her new commute to work is a mere few metres, from the kitchen to the lounge room, a far cry from negotiating the streets of Melbourne.
Well, my commute isn't even that bad. It's maybe 40 minutes door-to-door, so that's good, but I'm loving not having to deal with peak hour traffic at the start and end of each day.
Ditching the drive has had a huge impact on global emissions, according to the CSIRO's Dr. Pep Cannadel. He co-authored a paper looking at how much emissions might drop this year compared to last year.
We thought that it was important to develop some preliminary analyses to inform how the impact and what lessons learned can be immediately put in practice as we move into a recovery phase.
The report shows that globally, emissions began to drop significantly in February. There was a bump in March when China began to ease restrictions, but on April 7, the daily drop in emissions peaked at 17%, primarily due to the lack of cars, trucks, trains and ships. The drop was helped by a shutdown of industry and the drop in demand for energy and aviation.
The 17% daily decline that we find in early April is absolutely unprecedented in the record. We would need to actually dig out into the last World War II to find anything that would kind of resemble a little close to what we've seen.
While unprecedented, the amount of carbon emitted during the April shutdown was comparable with the amount emitted in April 2006. Dr. Cannadel says that shows just how much we've increased our dependence on fossil fuel energy in just 14 years. The drop in emissions was even more significant in Australia. For the most of April, it's believed carbon emissions were 28% lower than last year. However, emissions from our homes are on the rise. That means larger bills. Emma King from the Victorian Council of Social Services says that will present new issues for some of the country's most vulnerable.
Look, April showed a significant increase. We know as we head into winter, as we head into that June quarter, the reality is people are going to choose between, do they put food on the table? Do they put the lights on? Do they put food on the table? Do they turn the heater on? They're the sorts of decisions that no one should have to make, and the situation is dire.
There's no denying economically the shutdown has been devastating. Scientists say the emissions we'll see globally this year are close to what we need annually to stop global warming. That's something to think about as governments around the world start easing restrictions. On a local level, Kate Coleman thinks the way her company works could change for good post-COVID-19.
Yes, this whole experience and the report that's been released has really helped me think about how we can apply that more broadly across the organisation. We are quite a flexible workplace anyway, but yes, I am open to not necessarily going back to normal at the end of this and, continuing to be open and flexible to meet employees' needs.
Rachel Carey, SBS News.